Say thank you for everything. The secrets of being a great manager. Strategies and tactics that get results. Written by Jim Edwards. Narrated by Michael Johnson. Introduction. The Boss Who Bit People. There is a reason The Devil Wears Prada is set in the media business and not, say, at a charity for rescuing orphans. The film is based on a book written by Lauren Weisberger, a former assistant to Anna Wintour, the legendary editor-in-chief of Vogue. It depicts a fictional Wintour named Miranda Priestly as a despotic sociopath who psychologically tortures the assistants who work at her fashion magazine. Although the movie shows an exaggerated version of Wintour, aloof, demanding, fickle, it is nonetheless based on real life. Wintour once suggested to Oprah Winfrey that she should lose some weight, for instance. Assistants to Anna Wintour have hung her coats up for her as if they were her butlers. They have carried her bags. They have been advised not to engage in eye contact. They have been asked to perform demeaning personal chores, such as fetching her dry cleaning, according to Andre Leon Talley, a former editor at Vogue, who worked alongside Wintour for 27 years. Anyone who has worked in the media in real life has come across a boss like Priestly or Wintour. Real-life media bosses are sometimes worse than their Hollywood counterparts. I once worked for Steve Brill, the fearsome author and founder of Court TV, American Lawyer, NewsGuard, and other businesses. He behaved like a demanding boss from Central Casting. He lit cigars in the office, even though everyone else was banned from smoking in the building. He wore suspender braces instead of a belt. He yelled at people he didn't like. I once made a printout of a story I was working on and accidentally left it in the reception area near his office. It was a rough draft, and I was nowhere near finished with it. Brill found it and emailed the entire company with a detailed critique of everything he didn't like about my writing. It was humiliating. But I got off lightly. Brill once allegedly bit, with his teeth, one of his own employees. The victim was Jim Cramer, who later became a famous hedge fund manager and the host of the Mad Money Show on CNBC. Yes, Steve Brill bit Jim Cramer. It happened at a company party Brill hosted at his mansion in Westchester, New York. Brill had a swimming pool at his house and pitted his employees against each other in a game of water polo. The game quickly got out of hand because Brill hated losing. Just as I was about to score what would have been the tying goal for my team, Brill sank his teeth into my throwing arm, spouting blood into the clear water in a steady stream. As everyone looked on in horror, I could only laugh. That was Steve all over, Cramer later wrote in his autobiography. Don't feel sorry for Cramer, by the way. As a boss, Cramer was equally terrible on his worst days. In his hedge fund office, Cramer's rage controlled him. He smashed fax machines. He railed at construction workers in the street outside. He even hated the birds on his windowsill. His psychiatrist tried to prescribe him drugs to calm him down, and Cramer screamed his refusal. On one occasion, quote, he started smashing his phone over and over on the desk in front of him. He lifted a monitor and heaved it like a shot put. After several feet, it shattered on the floor. End quote. According to Nicholas Meyer, who worked with him at the hedge fund. Meyer was so disturbed by Cramer's behavior that he wrote a whole book about it called Trading with the Enemy. The Hollywood model of a bad boss is something that many bad bosses buy into. I have seen them screaming at their colleagues. I have received their all caps tantrums in office-wide emails. I have read their handwritten notes, battlefields of red ink. There is one good thing about having a bad boss. It teaches you not to be like that. Everyone has a war story about an awful former boss. A significant part of most companies' management training consists of workers mentally resolving that they will never treat their colleagues this way. If you think being a manager means behaving like Brill or Cramer or Wintour or Priestly, then you are in for a shock. No decent company works like this anymore. And if you're in a company that works like this,